If you're only going to bring one song to the table, it better be pretty damn good. And that's what I've got today.
Oh, I see. So the first couple won't count.
No, 3, 4. I don't even know how many you'll waste everybody's time with.
So you're just going to sit back.
No, I'll chime in, you know, very profoundly here and there.
Right. So you'll make critical commentary.
Yeah. I'll pass judgment a few times.
You won't try to enjoy. You won't even try.
I'll try. I promise I will try to enjoy.
I have music I think you're going to love, though.
Okay.
Honest and truly. This is a group called the Budos Band.
Mm-hmm.
They're a 9-piece. They're from Staten Island. They record on Daptone Records. But they've always had this deep sort of streak of Afrobeat in their music. But not so much now. The saxophone player Jared Tankel wrote to say that this song, which I'm going to play, that you're going to love. I swear you are.
No.
It's called Old Engine Oil. He didn't say you were going to love it, but I'm saying he would say it if you were here. Jared said it pushes the limit of with an almost unhinged guitar lick. Yeah, see, Robin's
you had
nodding.
Me at unhinged.
Yep, unhinged and guitar lick. He nodded. We need a camera in here. It brings the full assault, the full body assault of mayhem, Jared describes it. So you ready?
I'm going to tighten my seatbelt here.
Okay, Old Engine Oil. Okay, I just want everybody to know that he's on the ceiling already. Okay, let's start from the top again.
No, you've got me.
I see.
You had me at
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you. come
be
on.
There.
Yeah.
It sounded like I kept thinking of the Go Team and like maybe some sort of retro TV action show theme song or something.
It can be a theme song.
Yeah, but I liked it. Yeah. You're right. That hits all the marks.
Lindsay McKenna's here. Did you like that? That's a Budos band.
Here's the thing. I want that as my entrance music whenever I come on the podcast. That hits. It's kind of like when you're a professional wrestler, like you get.
Okay. Here it is. All right, 1 second. Ladies and gentlemen, on the podcast today, Lindsay McKenna.
No, I think you need to do it like Lindsay McKenna.
All right, you try it again.
Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, right.
Sorry. Now in the studio, Lindsay McKenna.
Thank you. I'm going to cut a promo now. I didn't come here to make friends.
You like world wrestling.
I do. Yeah, I do.
You're really into wrestling.
So wow.
It fits perfectly.
But wait a minute.
What?
First this. So Budos Band, Old Engine Oil, and the record that's coming out is called, Roman numeral 5. Lindsay McKenna, welcome.
Thank you, gentlemen.
What do you got?
I have a question.
Oh.
How do we feel about gravel-voiced guitar rock?
I think I'm there.
You're amenable?
Yeah,
totally.
All right. Well, I would like to bring for your consideration a song by the Toronto band Pecu Pecu Pecu. Let's say that all together. I think that actually this is one of those, the band name came before the band formed, that when you have something that you've created that great, you hold on to it.
Yeah.
So this Toronto band Pecu Pecu Pecu, this is a song called I Don't Matter at All. If you're, like I said, gravel voice guitar rock, so let's think Pup, Japandroids, The Hold Steady, that kind of whoa, celebration rock. That's my wheelhouse.
And you've been playing a lot of celebration rock lately.
I know. I love, it's such an easy way to just kind of couch like that guitar sound, those anthemic choruses, the stuff that like, to me, there's this through line through a lot of that stuff lyrically that hits it, like what happens when you get a little bit older, like
I thought you were gonna say get a little drunk. I don't know why I thought that. Keep going though.
Okay, well that too, that like, you know, when you get tired of drinking a little too much and staying out too late, suddenly you have to kind of deal with the drudgery of daily life, you're less inclined, you're a little bit older, and you're wrestling with the reality of what it means to just be an adult human being. And to me, like, that's what's happening here.
Awesome.
I'm still working on that.
Well, we got to hear it.
All right. Let's give it a shot. So this is called I Don't Matter at All.
Yeah.
Does he say, I want you to know I won't change, or?
It's, I want you to know, and I want to change.
I want to change. That's what I didn't know if he was saying I want to change, or this is what you get.
We love a self-improvement anthem.
That is so perfect. Every now and then I get reminded that I don't matter at all. I find a great deal of joy in that myself.
I try to tell you that almost daily.
No, I don't think I don't appreciate the reminder.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody remember to do that to Robin.
All right.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. So tell me more about this. This is a crazy band. I think I've seen them in Austin
before.
Yeah.
So I actually saw these guys back in 2014. They opened in Toronto, their hometown, for the Hold Steady there. And they actually worked with Craig Finn and the Hold Steady kind of in conceptualizing this record. And I think you hear a lot of growth. It's called Optimal Lifestyles. And I really do think that this is sort of, you know, the next jump for this band, that I'm kind of reminded they put out a record at the same time that fellow Canadians Pup did. And I think that you're seeing both of those bands really sort of evolving in sound. So I'm excited for this record to come out March 1st, Optimal Lifestyles. Big evolution for pew.
That's awesome. Thanks, Lindsay. I have a record that has a great title. It's called Hoodang, following pew, pew, pew.
Hoodang.
Do you think it's Hoodang or Hoodang?
There you go.
I read it as Hoodang.
Oh, much better Hoodang. Than I did, yes. Yeah. It's by a Swedish singer, Daniel Norgren. And I first ran into Daniel Norgren in the woods of Happy Valley, Oregon, in 2016.
And, I thought you were just making that up.
No,
when
I
heard that because I thought
which
there's
part
not
the
really
Happy Valley or the
Happy Valley,
or the running
like,
into him?
Yeah, that you. Yeah. They, of course, you were at a place called Happy Valley.
Of course, I was. It's Pickathon Music Festival happens in Happy Valley.
Right. Oh yeah, yeah.
And so that's why I was there, and that's why he was there. It's this particular stage at Pickathon is literally in the woods. It's just most beautiful of stage. The whole stage is made of trees and barks and limbs, and then it's just beautiful light pouring through, and Daniel Norgren played. Really loved him, and that was a couple of years ago. He's got this new song that I think illustrates why I fell for his music and why it was so fitting in the woods. The song is called The Flow. It is inspired by the landscape and the soundscapes of his home in Sweden, but particularly this old flour mill. He loves to go out with his recording gear and go and record the sounds that are out there. And he loves to record in particular the floor of this flour mill because there's water that runs under it. And depending on the height or how high the water is or low, the sound that it makes and echoes through this flour mill and vibrates the floor changes. And he truly loves to do that. And sometimes he says he'll bring his camera or a phone and he'll film it. In fact, he made a video of this song, The Flow, which we've put up online. It goes with this music so beautifully. So let's play Daniel Norgren, The Flow. Completely different from PQPQPQ, I might say. Lindsay, you're going to go back and do other work and find other great bands.
You know, that's what they maybe pay me to do. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. See you.
Bye.
Daniel Njorgren, yeah.
Really nice. I love the harmonica that came in. That was really unexpected. And I love that he chose to fade it out like you're just walking away from him where you've left him in the woods and you're still That's hearing beautiful. The song playing. As,
I like that image. Wudang.
Wudang. What else can you tell me about him or this record?
Is
this
He's really tall.
tall man. Very indicative of the rest of the record? Or
I'd say that he and his music leans to, the harmonica is a good indication, leads to like a bluesy music, though they're Swedish, so there's a slight, just the way things get interpreted and then put back out into the world, it's not quite.
Yeah.
They recorded this like in an old house in Sweden, so that there's just something about them that they appreciate the simple and the old, and here he is appreciating the soundscapes around him, there's attention to detail.
Yeah.
So give a listen. The record comes out April 19th. It's called
Wudang.
Yeah, that's Wudang. Much. See, I couldn't. Yeah. No, you did it the right the first time.
Wudang.
Yeah, perfect.
Very nice.
From Daniel Njorgren. Now, you haven't said a word. Well, I mean, you said words, but none mattered.
I know words. I have lots of words.
Right. But you have played any music.
So, yes, we've come to the moment that I'm sure everyone's been waiting for, which is my singular one song that I'm playing this week.
Let me get this call. Hang on.
Okay, sure. Well, yes, I have considered changing insurance recently. No, now's a good time. Okay, I'm not just speaking hyperbole. When I first heard this song, it came up randomly on my iPod in the car. When I first heard this
Your
song.
Your iPod?
iPod, my phone. Whatever. My streaming
device. Anything I could do
my
to streaming break the magical device. Moment here.
When I first heard it, I swear, the thought I had was, I have been waiting my whole life for somebody to write this song.
Wow.
I am not kidding. Because it sums up, it's like my whole world view. It's like this manifesto, and it's 10 minutes long.
People are terrible.
No. It comes from Amanda Palmer.
Oh, she would never say that then.
No, I don't think she would say that. It's from Amanda Palmer. The song is called The Ride, like let's take a ride. And it is all about what I think is certainly one of the biggest problems in the whole world, if not the biggest problem, and that is fear. There's just so much fear in everybody's life that leads to so many awful things, I think. And Amanda Palmer says that this whole song began when she posted a request on her website for her fans. She said, "Tell me something that you're afraid of right now."
That's good.
And she got so many comments from people that it took her the better part of a day to read them all. And she noticed that a lot of people were having sort of polar opposite but similar problems, like experiencing a lot of the same feelings but different details behind those feelings. And she calls it this yin-yang pileup of suffering. You know, people whose parents were dying or people who couldn't have children or people who were in abusive relationships, and it just went on and on. But there was one comment she got from somebody that really struck her, a fan who said, "You know, I'm not really afraid of anything anymore." And I'm going to let Amanda Palmer pick the story up from here, and then you're going to hear the song called "The Ride."
So just to be clear, you're going to play this song, and no one will need to say anything else ever.
Well, not really,
not
anything.
At least not you or I.
Yeah, no.
So we're done.
We're done. Amanda's going to pick up the story about the listener comment, and then we'll hear the song right out of her, and then that's it.
Awesome. Thanks. I'll say it now for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered. Bye, Robin.
Bye, Bob.
Hi, Amanda.
There was a guy who commented, "I'm not afraid of anything anymore, really. I just remember what Bill Hicks said." And I knew exactly what this guy was talking about. I'm a huge Bill Hicks fan. I've referenced him in my songs. He's a hero to me. And I knew he was talking about this monologue that Bill Hicks ended one of his shows with about how life is like a ride in an amusement park. And it has thrills and chills, and you go up and down and round and round, and it's very brightly colored. And then there are people who remember it's a ride, and they come back, and they tell you, don't be afraid of anything ever. It's just a ride. And I found myself thinking, like, oh, am I allowed to steal that for a song? I can do anything I want. I can steal that. So I have to go look up that guy. I forget his name, but he gave birth to this song. I wrote it in one afternoon, and then I recorded it the next day. It's called "The Ride."
Everyone's too scared to open their eyes up, but everyone's too scared to close them. Everyone's frightened, they don't know what's coming, but everyone's frightened of knowing. Everyone's reading the rules of engagement, and everyone's starting to doubt them. Everyone's reaching to put on a seatbelt, but this kind of ride comes without them. I want you to think of me sitting and singing beside you. I wish we could meet all the people behind us in line. The climb to the crest is less frightening with someone to clutch you. But isn't it nice when we're all afraid at the same time? And it's just a ride. It's just a ride. And you've got the choice to get off any time that you like. It's just a ride. It's just a ride. The alternatives and nothingness, might as well give it a try. Everyone's terrified that they'll be justified by the collapse that will happen. Everyone's placing their bets just in case the whole thing's a profound disappointment. Everyone's trying to stay on the side where the water's just boiling more slowly. Frogs in a pot, well, that's one thing I've got. At least some of the frogs in here know me. I want you to think of me sitting and singing beside you. The chain pulls us up and we know that we're all gonna dive. The blur and the noise of the screaming can blind and distract you. But isn't it nice when we all can scream at the same time? And it's just a ride. It's just a ride. And you've got the choice to get off any time that you like. It's just a ride. It's just a ride. The alternative's nothingness, might as well give it a try. And as we all go down, and as we all go round, and as we pitch from side to side, everything is gonna be everyone's getting real scared to come out, because coming out's going down badly. Feel the city breaking and everybody's shaking, and I just want someone to hold me. Some are too scared to let go of their children, and some are too scared now to have them. Suicide, homicide, genocide, man, that's a fuck ton of sides you can choose from. I want you to think of me sitting and singing beside you. I wish we could meet all the people who got left behind. The ride is so loud it can make you think no one is listening. But isn't it nice when we all can cry at the same time? And it's just just a ride. And you've got the choice to get off any time that you like. It's just a ride. It's just a ride. The alternative's nothingness, might as well give it a try. And as we all go down, and as we all go round, and as we switch from side to side, everything is gonna be just the sister you miss to the father you don't wanna write. It's just a ride. It's just a ride. From the lover you left to the one that you're frightened to find. It's just a ride. It's just a ride. From the baby you lost to the one that you're growing inside. Come on out, darling, and don't you cry. It's just a